Now, the Prime Minister has revealed his predecessor, Scott Morrison, may have sworn himself into more than the three known portfolios of health, finance and resources in that interview. He has stood by the Governor General. His department is continuing to investigate. He says it might take some time to get all the details. David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Welcome, David.
Morning, Patricia.
You heard the Prime Minister there. What are the most pressing questions in terms of the conduct of the former Prime Minister? And what was new in that interview for you that takes this story forward? What do we know?
Well, I think that statement that he made when you asked, were there other roles taken? And he said there may well be more. And I think that's because it probably wasn't just the resources portfolio that Keith Pitt held where Scott Morrison took on a parallel job. It was also in the industry and related science and other portfolios in that space, maybe even energy. So there were other ministers, I think, where he was taking on work. But I found the pauses so interesting in that interview, because when you asked the question, were there other roles, there was a pause before he answered. When you asked, are there documents to show all these appointments, there was a pause before he answered. How many decisions were taken? Another pause. There's still uncertainty about how much the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet has been able to confirm about this. We don't have any document released in the public domain that I've seen released yesterday by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet to show what went on. And even though the Prime Minister's had preliminary advice, he clearly needs more, because we don't know how many decisions were taken, and clearly there's going to be legal disputes about some of those decisions. And to me, that highlights the fundamental problem here, which was a total blurring of responsibility. Anthony Albanese cited this example of what happens when the Prime Minister and the Minister disagree and you get two different people making different decisions. I mean, clearly that was a structural flaw in this arrangement, but also the secrecy and the lack of transparency, which makes a mockery of the whole principle of accountability to Parliament and really ministers being answerable to the Cabinet. If there's secrecy over this, how can you have full accountability? So it's a structural problem in the way this was done, ethical problem too, I think, in the way it was done. And we're only at the beginning of really ascertaining how it went on.
A lot of commentators are critical of the Governor-General's role in this. Is David Hurley right when he says the appointments and whether to publicise them were matters for the government of the day? It's essentially been, he's been backed by the Prime Minister in the interview this morning.
Well, I think that was a very sort of a safe answer from the Prime Minister to say that the Governor-General was acting on advice.
Well, he didn't clearly throw him under the bus though, did he?
No, he didn't. And he was acting on advice, but I still think there are questions about what was that advice? Where is it in writing? What are the documents that show what the advice was? And then we can judge, and constitutional lawyers will be able to argue over this, whether the advice was robust and whether the Governor-General made the right decision. Because I think your question about why didn't the Governor-General gazette this so every Australian could know who was in the portfolio, you know, that's a pretty important question. But you need the documents to be released before you can really have that argument.
So how serious is this? Are we in constitutional crisis territory? And what do you say to critics? And I'm getting them on the text line, of course, saying, well, you know, this is the previous government. What's the big deal? This was a pandemic.
Well, I think that there were valid arguments for doing something in the health portfolio during the pandemic, because the pandemic triggered enormous powers for the health minister, which Greg Hunt, I think, has acknowledged over time. You know, these were very strong powers. And so if there was an argument for the prime minister to share those powers, that's an argument that could have been made in public. And if there was an arrangement to be made, that could have been disclosed to Parliament. I think the secrecy there was the major problem. With resources, it's different, because you had Keith Pitt refusing to make a decision that many in Cabinet wanted him to make. But rather than resolve it in Cabinet under the Westminster system, they found a sneaky process way around it for the Prime Minister to be sworn into the portfolio and make the decision instead, without any transparency about how that worked. So I thought that was a workaround for political reasons. So I think there are different arguments about each of those roles, and we're yet to see more detail to have those arguments. But I don't think it should be dismissed, whether it's a constitutional crisis. I mean, right. I'm not a constitutional right. lawyer, and I'm not going to go there.
Lucky, David, because I'm speaking to one after the news. David Crowe, Chief Political Correspondent for The Age.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.